Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're currently talking about some of the new challenges that families may be facing in the new year. Last week, we talked about the challenge that financial stress can play on a marriage, but this week, we want to talk about another challenge that can really put a strain on a family, and that's video games. Kids want to play them all the time, and there's some real dangers to our kids if gaming goes unchecked. And Scott Phillips is back with us again this week, and I know that just like my family, his family enjoys playing video games as well. So, Scott, what do you do as a parent when it comes to video games?
It's not easy, Cap. I can certainly see why some parents let their kids play video games all the time. It keeps the kids occupied, it keeps them quiet, and it gives us parents a little bit more free time at home, but we just can't let that happen.
Well, Scott, most of us as adults would agree that video games really aren't the best thing in the world for kids, but what real harm is there in letting them play them?
You know, some of the latest studies out there are suggesting that video gaming can actually become a physical addiction like drugs and alcohol. Now, that's kind of scary, but that aside, if we let our kids play video games all the time, it means they're not getting enough exercise, it takes priority over their schoolwork and family time, and the violence and some of the mature content on these video games can be really inappropriate.
And Scott, you mentioned that video games can become an addiction. And that struck my ear because I think that while it may be surprising to us as adults, it probably shouldn't be. My kids have played video games. I can certainly see what makes them addictive. Just beating some of the games requires hours of playtime. And they've often even got some secret levels that the kids end up exploring as well. But even the games where the kids compete against one another or even against each other can be addictive because, quite honestly, everybody wants to have the high score. It can be very addictive.
Yeah, my kids always want the high score. And it goes beyond that. Some of these games allow kids to link up with other kids across the country, even across the world, to play over the internet. And that means they've got a scheduled time to play. And a lot of times it takes place of even sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, what suggestions do you have for parents there, Scott?
For me, it comes down to three things. Be informed, be aware, and be involved.
Why don't you unpack those a little bit for us?
Sure. Being informed, really, for me, means checking the ratings on the games, understanding that if they can go online and play, the content can be much worse than the game itself. Checking out reviews that are on the internet, PluggedIn.com, which is sponsored by Focus on the Family, is a great one. Being aware, to look for the warning signs that your kids are playing too much video games. Encouraging your kids to play with the friends at your house where you have control. Setting time limits, don't give in to the, "Mom, one more level," sort of a plea. And then being involved, limiting the access to the games, playing with your kids, being there with them, and choosing games that the whole family can play.
Well, this is great advice, Scott. And we shouldn't end our talk here without also mentioning one of the most significant dangers that video games plays, and that is that video games can really interfere with our kids' faith journeys. Whether it's replacing devotional times or taking the place of youth group or even exposing our kids to visuals of violence and sex, video games really can lead our kids away from God. And I guess that's why it's so important that we meet this challenge.
Amen. It's a tough challenge to meet. Video games can be a lot of fun. I enjoy playing them as well. But like all things, we need to make sure it's not taken away from our faith.
Well, Scott, before we close, I want to remind our listeners about our Sweetheart Banquet that we have coming up on February 18th at the Eden Resort. It's a great opportunity for couples to get away, have a nice dinner, interact with other couples. If you're interested in more information about that, go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and there's a link there that you can click on that gives you more information as well as an opportunity to register. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to visit our website, again, pebblesoftruth.com, and please give us some feedback on what you've heard and what may be resonating with you. And of course, in all else, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.